This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sean and RJ back here on 105.3 The Fan, and I am Kevin Hagelin from the KNC Masterpiece.
Takeover.
Tagging in, because right now we have one half of the current Raw Women's Tag Team Champion, former 13-time World Champion, Charlotte Flair. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we're excited to have you on, and what I think we're even more excited about, with all due respect, is WrestleMania, surprisingly, coming back to the Metroplex April 3rd next year, WrestleMania 38. I'm curious, for you in particular, what kind of emotions get stirred up coming back to Arlington, coming back to Dallas for WrestleMania, since the last time y'all were here for WrestleMania, fairly noteworthy night in your career.
Well, personally, I'm like, wow, I've been doing this long enough to have a second WrestleMania in the same city. But nothing gets bigger and grander than AT&T. And I feel like my career really started in Dallas with WrestleMania 32, winning the women's championship for the first time when they debuted the title and retiring the Divas Championship. So Dallas holds a special place in my heart.
Looking back on that, it's been 5 years now since that. How important was it to kind of, you know, retire the Divas label and sort of move the women's revolution, I guess, to that next logical step, unless I'm misinterpreting that?
No. I think, well, one, I was honored to have the Divas title just because of what it stood for, and to be known as an athlete and known for my ability and not my looks. And I think that's kind of what, you know, jumpstart the new era, was retiring that title and then debuting the new title that looked just like the men's. And then being the woman that was the face of that at the time for the new era, it meant a lot. So, that's really what it was. But it all took place in Dallas.
Charlotte Flair joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan, getting ready for WrestleMania 38, not this year, next year, April 3rd, 2022 at AT&T Stadium. Myself, Troy Hughes, Kevin Hagelin of the KNC Masterpiece, RJ Choppy still holding, because I'm terrified at what questions he's going to ask you. So
I've got tons.
I don't want to get to that. You did the WWE Day of documentary, and you talked about your time away from the company, and you said, quote unquote, it felt like hard times for the company as talent, as individuals, but I was like, I need to go home. What did you do during your time off that you need to step back and reflect back as to who you were as a personality in WWE?
Well, there are the things that personally that I needed to take care of, but I always told myself, okay, I'm going to do it now. And I just never, not because you can't look at it as walking away, but taking time off for me is hard, especially in the grind that I was already in. I mean, I've only taken 2 times off, which the longest time was 6 weeks, and that was 3 years ago. So to make a consecutive decision to go, okay, I need to take time off now, was super hard. But I think ultimately it's like, okay, no, the show goes on with or without you, and everyone is irreplaceable. And I don't know why, like, as a talent, I go, well, no, I can't leave. Like, no, you need to leave. And I think for what I needed to take care of, that's what I needed to tell myself. But then getting home and decompressing and like, wait, I don't have a live event. I don't have TV. But at the same time, knowing that COVID was happening and everything was changing for our business and the no audience, I'm like, no, I need to be there. But it was like one of those times that it was like now or never. But making the transition back from the no audience to the Thunderdome, which is just incredible, the innovativeness. I know it was the right thing, especially for the long run.
You know, Charlotte, you mentioned the no audience. What's it been like doing a show without fans? I mean, how much more difficult has it been to get the energy up? You know, I know watching other sports, I mean, sometimes in basketball, the energy is just not there. How much more difficult has that been?
Well, when I had WrestleMania 36 last year in the PC with Rhea Ripley, the only thing I kept thinking about was it was an opportunity to really show how talented we were. Like, to put on a match where the audience is actually watching at home, not realizing that there isn't an audience. Kind of like a movie, right? Like, mm-hmm. If we could captivate the audience enough to completely forget that there's no one cheering or booing or heckling or making noises and just be so invested in that moment, like, you know you're doing your job right. So that's how I approach every match or performance that I had in the PC during that time. But then coming back with the Thunderdome, you do feel like you're not having the same connection with being able to look at someone, like make eye contact on like an entrance, or if you're in the ring and you actually accidentally make eye contact with somebody front row. But the Thunderdome and people being able to zoom in, I think it's Zoom, or however they channel in to be in their little space to watch the show and you see their faces on the cameras. It's all about fan interaction with our, you know, business to begin with. Like, the fans are the heartbeat of what we do. So having them just somewhat a little bit closer feels like there's light at the end of the tunnel.
I've noticed that, and maybe it's just, you know, maybe I'm wrong on it, but I've noticed that at least it looks like you guys are more talkative during matches, or more verbal at least with each other to keep the dead air out. Is that some directive from on top, or is that just you guys doing that on your own?
No, I think just every performer just goes out there and feels it, I guess. I mean, you really can't tell someone what to say or how to act. I mean, you can coach a little and give direction in terms of a storyline, but you just can't go out there and be like, okay, I'm going to say this at this. So I know, I think it just, maybe that's us trying to overcompensate for the no noise, but I don't think that's all I think it is.
Now,
I don't think it's not direction.
The person that you're teaming with right now is quite the chatterbox and very animated out there in the ring. What has it been like working with Asuka? And then I'm curious, what kind of physical, mental, emotional differences go into doing tag wrestling versus just being a single like you have for a long time?
Well, I would have never pictured in a million years tagging with Asuka, but I guess it makes sense, right? Like, the woman who I respect the most and who cemented my legacy at WrestleMania 34 when I beat her, I felt like that was kind of a breakout moment for me.
Broke the streak.
Even though 32, I debuted the women's championship, but defeating Asuka, who had the longest undefeated streak in WWE history, and beating her in New Orleans, really felt like I was the underdog going into that match. So knowing how much I respect her, well, why wouldn't I tag with her if I feel that way? So on that note, tag team wrestling has never been something that I felt like I would be good at, because I never felt like I played well with others. But this, I mean, I'm just having fun. Like, I came back wanting to be by her side, and it just feels right.
You are also in the midst in your current storyline of being an adversary of your dad. So what is that dynamic like? Obviously, we all know the link between you and your dad just from a personal standpoint, but then professionally as well. What is it like when he's kind of on the other side?
I can only keep him in timeout for so long, okay?
Right.
I mean, let's be real. I think for the viewers, it's not necessarily the story, but it's maybe the nostalgia of seeing like how far I've come professionally, like knowing what it was like when we were on screen together 5 years ago to seeing us now, and how different it is. So I'm interested to see if my dad starts behaving. I'm really going to have to put him in timeout.
Yeah. We did that to many people up here at this radio station. You have no idea.
Sure.
Charlotte Flair joined us on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, WrestleMania 38 coming back to the Metroplex. We're hyped for it. April 3rd, 2022. You're doing great things now being back in the company. And unfortunately, before we let you go, RJ has a question. I know what he's going to ask you because this is his love. I'm not making this up, Charlotte. We have a Facebook page, 105.3 The Fan Facebook page. We put up videos of the Cowboys and Rangers and everything else, but it's these kind of videos from RJ that gets everyone hyped. So he's going to ask you a question that's very, very important to him. RJ, take it away.
Thank you, Troy. Charlotte, I do have a very important question, and I am nuts about candles. What is your favorite Bath and Body Works candle scent?
Oh my god!
What? I don't think I own a Bath and Body Works candle. I like the woodwick candles.
That those are good.
Yeah.
You almost broke his poor heart right there. If you didn't have any candle information, he was going to be very, very sad.
Do you want to give some suggestions
there? I'm a woodwick girl.
Yeah, you want to give suggestions, RJ?
Well, woodwicks are very good. I can't go against woodwick. But if you are going to go with a candle from Bath & Body Works, wintertime, great scent, flannel. Frozen Lake's a good one, too. But keep it seasonal specific. You don't want to get Perfect Christmas now. That's big taboo.
Okay. Thank you.
Bet that's not what you thought we were going to talk about this morning now, is it?
No, definitely not.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on with us this morning. Obviously, I know you guys have got WrestleMania coming up in Tampa. We're even more hyped for next year's WrestleMania rolling back to AT&T Stadium. We're hoping to pack the stadium and everything like that. Thank you for jumping on with us this morning, Charlotte.
No, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Charlotte Flair here on Sean and RJ.
I had so many more. I wanted to know how many TV streaming accounts she shares with an ex. You know, would she fight Jake Paul and save the world? Fight him for us.
Ex? Do people share streaming passwords with exes?
Yeah, I do. I have one. I have a Netflix password of an ex, and she has my Hulu.
Huh.
I'm not paying for two.
Hey, Sean, are you back or are you done snorting lines of rub?
That was awesome. Awesome interview, guys. Kevin, owe you, man. Thank you.
No
that
problem.
Was fantastic.
No problem.
Well done. What did she say to the candle question?
She's a woodwick girl, which is fine. It's a very good candle. Woodwick candles are fantastic.
Hold on. You are misrepresenting what really happened. She eventually said that, but at first she was like, what is happening right now? So she was very concerned and confused at first.
As she should.
Well, Haggy, I owe you. Thank you.
See you guys in a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.